Well, presidential candidate Ben Carson visits New Hampshire today to file paperwork so he can legally run in the Republican primary, but he won't be there for long. He's headed to Iowa today, too. His trips to New Hampshire have been rare, something that's part of a pattern for candidates this year in the Granite State. Same with those iconic town hall meetings where candidates throw open the floor to questions from all kinds of people. John McCain put those types of events at the center of his campaign, but this year, things are different. Josh Rogers from Here Now contributor New Hampshire Public Radio reports.
Spend any time on the New Hampshire presidential campaign trail, and it won't be long before some candidate starts to emote about how the town hall epitomizes running for president here. Here's Ohio Governor John Kasich.
You know, I tell people around the country, you go to New Hampshire, you go to a town hall, they poke you, they smell you, they look in your eyes, and then they figure out you ought to be president. Am I right? Do you like this? I think it's great.
So do plenty of other people, particularly people who've been party to years of local presidential politicking, like New Hampshire State Senator Lou D'Alessandro.
Town halls are what the town halls are. To me, it's a way of life here. We've got to keep that. We have to sustain that. And if we ever lose that, we lose a portion of New Hampshire that's vital.
But the idea that a candidate in this day and age prospers by keeping a schedule larded with town hall meetings is an open question.
The days of the 2000-2008 John McCain campaign, I believe those days are gone.
Mike Dennehy ran John McCain's New Hampshire campaigns, which often features four town hall meetings a day.
I want to mention about three or four things with you real quick, and then I want to do what town hall meetings are supposed to be all about, and that is hear from you and we exchange.
Dennehy is convinced candidates will always need to interact with voters face to face, but he says a social media fueled news cycle makes it unwise for candidates to rely too heavily on the town hall format.
I do think it's still important, but the political environment right now isn't favoring the candidates who are having more town hall meetings.
Nobody has crowds like us. Nobody. Including Bernie, who does pretty well. No, nobody.
The huge crowds that turn out for Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders have to be seen as positives, but campaign events where attendance is counted by the thousands also present challenges. GOP strategist David Carney says outcomes in tight races can hinge on the quality of the data campaigns rely on to ID supporters and mobilize them on election day. The bigger the crowd, the harder that job is.
You know, when you're, you know, a hot item like those two guys, people show up because they heard about it. They didn't necessarily RSVP, and maybe they sit there and sign in. You know, the question to those campaigns and volunteers and staff, what are they doing with that data now?
Whether or not frontrunners are relying on them much now, town halls are still here, and Carney says a candidate who wants to best utilize events needs to understand that the form is evolving.
Use new technology to determine who you invite and how you invite them and keep track of those who attend and follow up.
Which may not be a sentiment shared by those who celebrate town hall meetings as a thing of legend, but it's definitely a thing of the future. For Here and Now, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.